Well, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's good to be back with you. And it was great to be back home in South Florida last night. The Marlins opened up their 2017 season at Marlins Park, and it was a great night for the Fish. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, a happy homecoming. They are 8-4 winners over the Atlanta Braves on opening night 2017 here at Marlins Park. After a 3-3 road trip to Washington and New York, a nice start to the 81-game home schedule as the Marlins take the first of two from Atlanta. Big crowd on hand at the ballpark, and boy, the Marlins wasted no time getting them into this ballgame. After Dan Straley struck out two in a 1-2-3 top of the first, Miami came out swinging against the veteran Bartolo Colon in the bottom of the inning. D. Gordon, a leadoff single. When J.T. Realmuto singled, D. went to third, men at the corners. Nobody out, bottom of the first for Christian Yelich.
And the pitch to Yelich. Line to left field. That's a base hit. Gordon is home to score. Being held at third base is J.T. Realmuto. The Marlins lead 1-0 in the first in their home opener.
And the Marlins are just getting started. Boy, they put up so many good at-bats in this inning. Giancarlo Stanton worked a walk on a 3-2 pitch. That loaded the bases for Miami and brought Justin Bour to the plate.
Here's the pitch. And Bour swings, and he drives the ball the other way. This is to left field. Going back onto the track is Bonifacio. Makes the catch. Tagging is the runner at third. J.T. Realmuto scores, and Bour delivers a sack fly, and the Marlins are up 2-0 in the first.
But they weren't done. Then it was Marcell Ozuna's turn.
Here's the pitch. A swing here and a pop fly to right field. Let's see if this is deep enough. Markakis comes in. He's got an arm. Tagging is Yelich. Here's the contest. Markakis and Yelich. And Yelich is safe. Got his left hand on the plate before the tag by Flowers. And another sacrifice fly. This by Ozuna gives the Marlins a 3-0 lead.
Well, the Ozuna sack fly was the end of the scoring for the Marlins in the first inning, but it was the start of a big night for the Big Bear. After the Ozuna sacrifice fly, Derek Dietrich walked. J.T. Riddle in his first major league at-bat lined to left at the end of a 9-pitch at-bat. And finally, Colon was out of that first inning, but he faced 8 men. He threw 35 pitches, and the Marlins had scored 3 runs on 3 hits and a couple of walks, a pair of sack flies. They were off and running, leading 3-0 after one. Dan Straley recorded 2 more strikeouts in the second inning, allowed a 2-out double to Brandon Phillips, but left him at third base after stolen base. In the bottom of the third, the Marlins broke it wide open. Miami got a leadoff single from Christian Yelich, the second of his 3 hits in the game, with 1 out, Justin Bour singled. So there were Marlins at first and third, and it was Marcell Ozuna's turn to do it again. Colon with another 0-2 pitch to Ozuna. Fly ball well hit to right. Markakis going back in front of the bullpen. Goodbye, Marcell Ozuna. A 3-run homer. And the Marlins break it open. They lead 6-0 in the third. The Big Bear with his second long ball. RBIs 8, 9, and 10 on the season. But he wasn't done. Now, Atlanta would come back in this ballgame. Down 6-0. They finally broke through against Dan Straley in the fourth inning with 2 outs, nobody on. Upstep Nick Markakis. 1-2 to Markakis is hammered to right, sending Stanton back. He's onto the track in front of the bullpen, and Nick Markakis has hit one out. Markakis with his first of the season, and the Marlins lead is cut to 6-1. And the Braves would cut into that lead even further in the fifth inning. And Dan Straley, really, in that inning, had no one to blame but himself. He was rolling along for the most part through 4 innings, but in the fifth, he hit the first man, his former teammate Brandon Phillips, who then stole second. The catcher, Tyler Flowers, drew a walk. Emilio Bonifacio walked. So a hit batsman and 2 walks loaded the bases with nobody out in the fifth inning. And at that point, Jace Peterson was called upon to pinch hit for the pitcher, Colon.
The pitch, grounded right side, up with the board, down to second. They get one. The return throw to first, off Straley's glove. 1 run is home. Here comes a 2nd run home. And just like that, the Marlins got sloppy. And the Braves take advantage and score 2 runs. And now it's a 6-3 game.
But the Marlins would get those 2 runs right back in the bottom half of the fifth inning facing Mike Foltynewicz. Christian Yelich singled, stole second. He was still at second base with 2 outs when Marcell Ozuna unloaded once more.
Here's a drive. This is deep to left. Going back, Bonifacio looking. It is up, up and away. Another home run for Marcell Ozuna. This a 2-out, 2-run home run. 8-3 Marlins, and Ozuna is having a night.
A big night for the Big Bear, and an 8-3 Marlins lead through five. In the top of the sixth, Brad Ziegler picked up for Straley. Straley left on line for the victory. 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. He walked 2, struck out 5, hit a batter, allowed the home run to Markakis. He was done after 79 pitches, 53 strikes. Ziegler, in the sixth inning, allowed a single to Freddie Freeman. Freeman took second and a ground out by Nick Markakis, and Freeman would score on a base hit by Adonis Garcia.
Here's a ball poked out into left center. That's going to get down. Yelich picks it up on one hop. Freeman's going to come around. He's going to try to score, and he will, standing up. Garcia bloops one out into left center. He picks up an RBI. It's the second hit off Ziegler and the first run scored against Brad Ziegler.
But Ziegler would escape, getting Brandon Phillips into a fielder's choice and then Tyler Flowers to fly out to left. And at the end of 5.5, it was the Marlins 8 and Atlanta 4. Kyle Bearclaw came on to pitch the seventh inning, and things got a little bit hairy. In an 8-4 game, the Braves loaded the bases on a strikeout and a wild pitch, a single and a walk. But with the bases loaded and one out, Bearclaw came back to strike out Freddie Freeman. And then he got Nick Markakis and a fly ball to left. So a scoreless seventh with a little bit of drama for Bearclaw. Threw 27 pitches in the inning. David Phelps in the eighth in an 8-4 game allowed a one-out double to Brandon Phillips, but he chalked up a couple of Ks in the inning, and it stayed 8-4 into the ninth. No saving it, but A.J. Ramos hadn't pitched since Thursday against the Nationals, so he came on to work the ninth inning. He struck out the first man, Chase d'Arnaud, pinch hitting. He then got Ender Inciarte to bounce to second for the second out, leading 8-4. The Marlins were one out away from celebrating a win in their home opener when A.J. jumped ahead of Dansby Swanson.
2-2 now. Here's A.J. working. Breaking ball, strike 3 called in the ball game, and the Marlins have won their home opener 8-4 over the Atlanta Braves. A.J. Ramos puts it away quickly and neatly in the ninth.
So for the Marlins, a home opening win here at Marlins Park. For Miami, 8 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 3 men left. For the Braves, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 7. Dan Straley earns his first Marlins victory. He improves to 1-1 in the season. Bartolo Colon takes his first Braves loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game was 2 hours 54 minutes. And an opening night crowd of 36,519 was here. We hope you will keep on coming back. You created a great atmosphere here at Marlins Park tonight, and we'd love to see that atmosphere time and time again here in this 2017 season. The Marlins with the victory improved to 4-3, 1-0 here at home. The Braves are 1-6. They've lost 5 in a row.
So it was the Marlins over the Braves, 8-4 in the home opener at Marlins Park in 2017 last night. Marcelo Ozuna with a pair of home runs, and what a start to the 2017 season it's been for the big man and left. The Marlins and the Braves will do it again tonight. It's a 7-10 first pitch. Jaime Garcia is on the mound for the Braves. The right-hander, the veteran, Tom Kohler on the mound for the Marlins. First pitch scheduled for 7-10. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.